Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
All right. Which rock star decided to quit, and you'll like his reason. Also, I asked texters to tell me the Apple equivalent of Control-Alt-Delete, which Bill Gates now says was a mistake, that they shouldn't have had it. And no one got it right. One suggested something, it didn't work, I just tried it. I think it's called Force Quit, and you have to hit three buttons. It's the same thing when a program freezes up, but no one knows what it is, and that's the genius of Apple.
Nobody's ever had to shut anything down.
Well, it's that they don't want to tell you that we've created this special thing for you when our programs screw up. They act like, you know.
It's not because everything works fine.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We have breaking news. Oh, that's good news. Spike O'Neill, who was not here this morning. Remember, Jody was out yesterday. She was sick with, we're not going to get specific, but it was female problems. She was honest about that earlier, but we don't spend the whole show down there.
We did a good quality half hour earlier.
Yeah. Anyway, Jody was out with that. Spike apparently had female problems today, too, and we didn't see him. We were worried about him. People worried about motorcycle, heart attacks, all kinds of things that, you know, we would worry about. And it turns out that Spike is home, resting comfortably. What sort of female problems did you have, Spike?
I married one.
Okay, now this is not necessarily the best way to fork your road in your day. What's going on?
Dude, I honestly would love to tell you that I have cancer or that my mom died again, but I can't. I just simply overslept.
You simply overslept? Wow.
I simply slept right through my alarm clock and didn't hear it and woke up. And that horrible feeling, that moment where you wake up and it's entirely too light out for it to be 4:30 in the morning. And just, no good excuse. I can tell you that Sleep Country USA makes the most comfortable mattress on the face of the earth.
That's a good excuse.
But I'm on my way in now.
No. Don't come in.
No.
You don't need. Look, if you overslept that much, you need the rest. Well, and Jody didn't come in at all yesterday.
No, I just lied on my face.
It's only fair that you just go roll over and get in that little pillow again.
Well, if I roll over right now, I'm going to go into the Torquay Park Gully, so I don't want to do that.
Are you already on your way here? Relax. We're doing just fine without you.
That's my biggest fear.
I'll let him come in if you
all
want.
All right, but you know what, Spike? We were discussing you, of course.
Well, I would hope so. I would hope.
We realized you weren't here about an hour into the show.
And it's not me, because I know I'm a hard ass and you would expect me to be, but I'm not really. I totally understand. You've been running yourself ragged. You don't get enough rest, dude.
Well, I appreciate that bit of concern, and I know it's heartfelt and painfully honest. So,
but there have to be some consequences.
Of course, and this is one of them.
No. No, this doesn't even get started.
No.
Maybe some more consequences would be good.
Should I bring a box with me to get my stuff out of the room?
No, God, no. Are you kidding? We would be so lonely without your sorry ass to make fun of, as you would be without mine and everybody else. No,
so
I think that, but I think there's only one acceptable excuse to be, you know, not seriously ill and still miss a show, and that is, like I said at the beginning, female problems. It's the only acceptable excuse.
Well, that's what the legal team tells us, that, you know.
That's right. So we thought about it. We all discussed. In fact, Chris helped us. You know, Chris out in the social media department.
Of course, worked on our video for Matt Shaw in Shelham.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. Chris had this idea. He said when someone is late, it's a good idea to have them do something that's both fun but will also make them never want to be late again.
I love this so far.
Do you?
He also said, since, you know, it's a very important that people use our social media, that whatever we make them do should be posted,
sure,
on social media, and you know, I mean, You gotta go back to. I know you're a big fan of the colonization of America and the Declaration of Independence and all of those things. Remember what they used to do to people if they needed to publicly shame them? Remember they would do it in the town square.
They put them in stocks.
Right. Remember that little thing where you strap your neck in.
Oh, yeah. Does Chris have one from his home life?
Yeah. Well, I know you're hoping it's that, but it's not that.
Oh, okay.
That would be too cool. You would enjoy it.
That's something I would be hoping for, given what you've got planned.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Drive slowly, because I don't really, you don't need to come in today.
Well, I appreciate that thought. I really do, but yeah. I'm almost there.
No, we really need you, when you're here, we need you here in a certain way. What's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Insomnia, about the guy who couldn't sleep.
No. You were right on the first one. No. Mrs. Doubtfire.
I thought about that. I probably should have given some Patch Adams.
Mrs. Doubtfire. Well, and what's so cool about that movie?
The fact that he has to get another job.
No.
Guess again.
The fact that he dresses in drag and plays the entire show off as a
but there's a reason why that would be cool for this, and that is that he could say, "I'm sorry, I'm late because I had
female problems."
That's right. That's the theme of the day.
Female problems. So, you don't need to be here today, but on Monday, we hope you're back and over all those female problems. And feeling like the great, happy woman that you are.
Feeling like the former British member, survivor of the Blitzkrieg, menopausal.
You can hear the wheels turning in his head as he's trying to figure out, are they serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're serious.
Anyway, that way we'd feel good that you turned it into a bit and you were very funny. And I actually really, I just want you to be well rested. I want you to have sleep.
Okay. Should I turn around?
Can he come in?
Oh, of course he can come in.
Yeah, come on in.
Come in, but you're on suspension until, I mean, you'll be here, but it's not official until you come in as Mrs. Doubtfire on Monday.
Fair enough.
I think that's, it's more than fair, right? How about you?
Really?
It could be fun. I don't think Spike minds that lady stuff that much either.
How close are you, Spike?
I'm actually about, given the fact that this point of the morning has more people than I've ever seen on the road before in my life.
Well, that happens every day. They're stuck in their sorry cars listening to you whine
terrible,
about whatever.
I'm probably 10 minutes away.
Take your time.
Okay, thank
you. We don't need you at all today. We need you Monday.
Okay.
The whole story of what happened with your plumbing.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, Eric has a question.
Yeah, and just Spike, I just want to make sure, do you remember that you need to be at the Clink today?
I do.
Okay, good.
What's at the Clink?
Q13 is at the Clink.
Oh, he's doing that today, too. So he's not even working a full day.
Yep.
You have to leave here at 9 o'clock to go be on Q13.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, don't even bother, dude. Stop for breakfast. We'll see you on Monday.
Oh, come on. We want him here today.
Come on.
But by the way, that would make him feel so guilty to be riding around and not come in. Right?
What I feel most guilty about is that I didn't take the extra minute to brush my teeth before I left the house.
Go back home, brush your teeth, get here, stay here for 10 minutes, and then go do your other thing.
Oh, no.
Okay. We'll see you in a little while.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Glad he's okay.
Got plenty of other people coming.
We were about to call his brother and say, we're very worried because there's no answer at the Spike household.
That is quite the superpower to be able to oversleep like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you could. I've overslept a little in my day.
Yeah, I can oversleep 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
Right. But when the phone rings, you go, wow, oh, no, big, you know, I overslept. I don't see how you can just, like.
I think they have some kind of chamber. They're weird, freaky people over there.
I mean, that's a 2.5 hour plus. It's
some kind of safe room chamber. There's nothing gets in or out. Yeah, I don't know why.
That's a serious sleep deficit. I mean, we all know what it's like to be a little tired, catch an extra half hour on the weekends. But I don't know about you guys, but even if I was let to sleep all day long, I couldn't sleep more than
an extra half hour on a work day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he must be in a real sleep deficit.
And, you know, he's always saying, I'm healthy, I'm good.
Yeah. It's this time of the year, too.
What is
seasonal transitions.
Is that it?
Sure.
It's got to be a female problem, though. What could his female problem be?
Well, we could go with endometriosis just because it's a fun word. And we learned it earlier. Well, I didn't learn it.
It's painful. It's painful menstruation, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I could hear him talking about it. Poor Spike. He was in a car? That didn't sound like his motorcycle.
No, that was a car.
So he is listening right now.
Yeah.
That's why he should be here, because we're going to make so much fun with everybody that walks into the room today. I felt bad because he answered the phone when I called him, and he was panicking. You know, Spike doesn't like, you know, to be late and to show any
weaknesses. Yeah, but he always acts concerned. That's one of the things he's great at, is acting concerned. Like, I can look at the look on his face and go, oh, my God, I don't even want to give him any grief, because the poor guy is putting himself through, and he really is, through the ringer.
He was feeling very, very guilty when he answered the phone today. Very good.
How many years have you been doing this? 30?
Feels like 100, but let me think.
While you're thinking of that,
24 years.
Yeah, we've been
entering our 25th year.
Yeah.
How many times have you legitimately just overslept?
Me?
Yeah.
Gosh, probably two or three. Was that fair, Joe?
Well, you've overslept, like, you know, I'll be 10 minutes late overslept.
Then that's 10 or 15.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think
I don't count 10 minutes late. You guys play something and I just waltz in.
Maybe once we were really, like, looking hard for you, wondering what the
maybe
heck
once.
Happened.
Once,
you
know, in 25 years. That's not bad. I mean, it is, you know, there are a lot of ways you could be great at this job, but the only thing you really need
just
is
be
just
here.
To be here.
Yeah.
As long as you can just be here, everything else
is... Because if you have a crappy day, there's five other people who hopefully make fun of you for being crappy, and then it's all entertaining.
Right.
It's very rare somebody goes AWOL more than an hour into the show that you just don't know.
So
it's scary.
Well,
I got to ask him about the room he's in and why the Pentagon can't wake him up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing... I understand. Is the ringer off?
That's what I don't know, because I know in my house, somebody, if you keep calling over and over, and I know
I could see
calls,
it in another room, but if it rang a few times, it would wake you up.
It'd wake somebody up.
Does he use those industrial earplugs?
I don't know.
I'm half deaf.
Yeah.
And I use earplugs, but if a phone goes off, I wake up.
Well, my ringer's off, but I have my third... bomb-proof with the batteries inside it in case of an electric surge. My third alarm clock.
You have three alarm clocks. I have two.
Yeah.
No radio guy should have only one alarm clock.
No, you got to have your third one that goes off like at 5.
In another room.
That's just like...
I used to have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up not needing it.
Yeah.
I have an alarm clock and I have an elbow that'll, you know...
My wife will elbow me
if
I don't hear
do
the
it.
Clock.
The elbow will. Right. Because she doesn't want to hear that thing go off again. Because she knows if I hit sleep or something.
You know, the day I went to Albuquerque and did the show from there? It wasn't Albuquerque. It was another day. Oh, it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Lisa was home, and my alarm clocks stopped going off.
Yeah.
Started going off. That made her so mad.
Oh, I bet.
Because I wasn't in the bed, and I had not disabled them.
That's lame.
Oh. All right. Spike will be here shortly. Let's, when he walks in... Let's not talk about this at all.
No, just be cool, man. Just be cool.
Like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, let's refuse to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because he'll be like wanting to make it okay.
Yeah.
We won't have much choice. We have a busy show.
We have a lot coming in.
Yeah,
Tommy Jonigan is coming in.
Yeah.
I really angered my wife. Not angered. It made me feel bad because I did something that I don't realize that I do. And it was terribly embarrassing. But in a way, it worked out okay. It was kind of romantic. But, well, what was going on is we were having quiet couch time yesterday, which was hard to get. Sometimes hard to rope her in and get her to sit down because she thinks, like, I have all this stuff to do. And she's running around, flitting around, got to do this, got to do that. And I go, okay, let me give you a hug. And she's like, can't you see?
Get off me.
Yeah, get off me.
Dirty man hands.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but if I wasn't doing it, it'd be like, you never even show me any affection.
Yes,
there's no
right.
win. You know about this. Okay.
Yes, I do.
So yesterday, she was in that mood where she's just going to grumble. And sometimes if I take the bait, I go, well, why are you so mean? The minute you go down that road, by the way, the only right thing to say when she's grumbling, I'm going to tell you guys a secret.
My ears are getting
okay,
wide.
Okay, but
right
here's
now.
The problem with this secret. you will keep forgetting it. You have to keep learning it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I've been working on it for 30 years. When she says, rah, 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 and you're like, hey, quit being so... What you should instead say is, oh, I'm really sorry you're not feeling great. Go ahead, let it out. Say anything you want to say, because I'm in a good mood.
Oh, that makes them happy?
No. They go, rah, 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 why are you in a good mood?
Good for you with your good mood.
But what happens is it starts to release the pressure. And after 5 or 10 minutes of that, all you showed her is, I care about how you feel, and I'm not going to argue with you about it. Do you know how hard that is?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want to ask someone what their problem is, especially when they're a person who does lots of thoughtful things for you.
Yeah, what's your problem?
How about the 10 things I'm doing
for
you?
But by the way, the other way I go that doesn't work, you got life easy.
Oh, no, no.
You think it's hard to be you? Uh-uh. Imagine being me. Yeah. So anyway, that's a bad one. Yeah.
Have you noticed a general testiness in the air this week in general?
No.
No? I got in a fight with you. I mean, I've seen more fights. I've seen more testiness, and I think it's something in the air.
You think?
Or something.
Maybe so other people are experiencing it?
I don't know, but I know for me, I've had more little conflicts this week than I've had in a long time, and most of it not over.
Maybe
about
it was
much.
That I noticed a general wussiness in the air last week, and I'm glad it's gone.
Yeah, I don't know, and I'm just saying I'm finding that there's some short fuses around.
Well, I don't want to point out the obvious, Joe. This is brought to you by Toyota Puyallup. But if you are walking around getting into fights with everyone...
Maybe it's me.
Maybe it's you.
I don't think it's something I'm going to notice. I noticed you stopped being a wuss.
Yeah, maybe.
I was happy.
Yeah.
So let me finish.
Okay.
You're always interrupted.
Yeah, shut up, Joe.
When I get into a fight,
well,
Joe?
This is sounding familiar to me.
You see why, Joe?
Yeah. I mean, at the home front, we've had testiness there.
Have you too? Yeah. So here's what it... And by the way, I'm not bragging or anything because I do this badly many, many times. But... I found out that, like, she didn't want to sit down with me. She just wanted to just be, like, she was doing all this stuff that were basically chores I created for her by picking mushrooms. And we've been drying mushrooms. We've been, all this food processing. The honey has been put in the jars, all this stuff. And it's a lot of work, and it's a huge, messy kitchen.
She's doing all your crap. You get to do all the fun stuff. She has to do all the crap.
Exactly.
Go on.
So finally, though, after I don't know why, but I was in a really good mood. Maybe because I blew off steam with Joe.
Yeah, maybe.
After like a while of her realizing that she wasn't gonna, you know, like I wasn't gonna be mad, I just cared about her.
Get you under your skin.
Then she sat down, and we were sitting on the couch, and I looked over at her, and you can't fake this, by the way. I looked at her and I said, "You know, your hair looks nice today." And she said, "I cut it a week ago, and you just noticed." And I realized her hair had looked nice for a week, but I hadn't looked into her face romantically long enough to, you know, to say, my gosh, what is it about her that looks nice? And what she did is she cut her, and by the way, she saved money. She cut her own bangs.
And that had been an issue. That had been gnawing at her.
She'd been hanging out thinking about the bangs, too. Should I? And she had asked me for, like, should I cut my bangs? And I'm like, I have a penis. I don't even understand
what
the question.
What will happen if you cut your bangs?
I have no idea. And that's a bad answer. So anyway, so I said, your hair looks nice. And she said, well, I cut my bangs a week ago. I'm like, yeah, I'm a doofus. But this is the first time I've sat here on the couch and looked at you, and I thought your hair looks nice, and you're cute, and I love you. And so, obviously, the day got better. But then, she said, and you have no idea the things a woman keeps inside, sins you've committed over the years that are just waiting to bubble to the surface. You have no idea, guys. The number of things you do, they're all neatly cataloged. They're in file cabinets in there.
And
so I said, well, of course you look really nice in your hair. I love you with the bangs like that. And she said, do you remember the time I dyed my hair red? Took you a week to notice that.
That's been back there for how many years?
20 years ago.
20 years, wow.
And it's true, by the way. And I felt like, oh, my God.
Well, the mistakes are categorized on topics. The topic of...
Was hair.
I have just noticed your new haircut.
Yeah.
Forget
he's here. Just work yourself into the conversation. I don't want to talk about anything.
And so she had that in the back of her mind.
Yeah. And so I remembered now that one time she dyed her hair red. That's a significant change in your woman.
That's correct.
Melissa has had red hair. And I'll be honest. I'm the type of guy, I just look and go, well, something's different about that person. I don't even notice hair dye. And a week went by before I said, and I didn't say, your hair looks nice red that time. I just said,
you look weird.
You do something with your hair?
I'm hungry.
Yeah. I'm hungry. Let's do something. So anyway, I realized that I probably should, I mean, I have this iPhone. I probably should take a picture of her every day, study it before I walk in the door.
There you go.
And see if anything's different.
There you go.
So I could spot it.
Perfect.
By the way, a lot of people say there is testiness in the air. People who deal with a lot of people. Somebody says, my students are nuts. I'm super grumpy, too. Maybe it's the full moon. I'm a nurse. All my patients are exactly what you're describing, particularly testy this week. Some theories, too.
Less wimpy. 724. Okay, coming up. Oh, the rock star who said he's quitting. We'll give you that right away. It's one of the guys from Judas Priest, K.K. Downing. Joe says you'll love his reason why.
Yeah, he quit. He's been quit for a while, but he goes into a pretty good explanation as to why. And
you found out Rob Halford was gay?
No.
He doesn't want to eat pasta anymore.
Oh. It's a reasonably lengthy explanation. I think you'll like it in particular. It's about the dynamics of the business. I mean, it's kind of a sophisticated answer for a heavy metal rock star. But
what he said is he just wasn't enjoying it anymore. I'll never get away from this retirement thing, but what happened was that I quit. Retired implies I'm not physically able to do it. I'm able to do it. I just didn't want to do it. I wasn't enjoying it anymore. Being a rock star? A lot of things had changed. I counted about 30 reasons I didn't want to do it at the time, and that was a lot of reasons. But I just think that it had run its course. If you're part of a songwriting team, you get the recognition and reward for creating something. But for me, Priest became about going out, playing live, replicating exactly what people had enjoyed 10, 20, or 30 years ago. The fans would be just as happy if they could see us, you know, bring all of the modern guitars we now play and take them on a walk down memory lane because that's what people enjoy most. I understand that. Because if I went out and saw Eric Clapton with Cream, I would be the happiest person in the world. Yeah, this is interesting.
And the stuff he says about making records is particularly interesting, I think.
One of the beautiful things about being in the industry is the ability to continue to invent and create. Constructing songs, making good records. You do feel the need to be creative, which was taken away with the downloading thing. Oh, I have a lot to say about that.
I thought you'd enjoy this.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Right after The Bob Rivers Show, it's 95 minutes of the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. 95.7 KJR.
The support brought to you by Applebee's.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see clouds and rain, high of 60. Tonight, rain, low down to 49. And tomorrow, clouds and rain again with a high of 62.
Your stomach doesn't care what time it is. After 9 p.m., Applebee's features late night happy hour with half-price appetizers and drink specials. It's late night done right. See you tomorrow and check out Applebee's newest location in Gig Harbor at Point Fosdick Square. Take the Olympic Drive exit on Route 16.
Was at Toyota Puyallup for the oil change last week, and they're just about done remodeling their dealership. They need room. They've announced Toyota Puyallup's Red Tag Sales event. Every Toyota on the lot, 400 of them now, marked with a red tag. Biggest savings ever. And look at these great deals at Toyota Puyallup. 2013 Prius liftbacks. You've seen these cars. They're a spectacular, wonderful hybrid car. You can get a lot in them, and you can get in them for just $229 a month for 36 months. That's $7 a day. You spend that now on, what is that, that pumpkin spice latte? I can't believe people down those things.
It's part of the season.
It's the season.
Yeah.
Truck buyers, 1.9% for 72 months on the 2013 Toyota Tundra. All these offers are on approval of credit through TFS. And go in there now while they're remodeling the dealership at Toyota Puyallup. You'll be treated great. You always are. But the savings are even better. Offers expire September 30th. That's coming right up. It's September 27th. Toyota of Puyallup.
8-year-old Timmy enjoys Little League, video games, and making Dungeness crab cakes with a black truffle butter. Fox Friday, Gordon Ramsay is cooking up a whole new Master Chef competition where the talents of the chefs...
I could put that dish in my restaurant.
Oh, my God.
...are a whole lot bigger than their size.
How old are you?
8. 11. I'm 10.
Master Chef Junior.
I've been cooking for 6 years, so I know what I'm talking about.
Premiering Friday on Fox.
It all starts at 8, only on Q13 Fox.
Are you ready for that moment when the branches break, when the bushes rustle? That blink of an eye you've been dreaming of all year. Are you ready for elk camp? Well, get ready at Cabela's. You'll find all the gear you need, like Federal Premium Trophy Tip Rifle Ammo, on sale now. Or check out our Savage Axis Next Generation Bolt Action Rifle Scope Combo, on sale for $369.99. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, don't miss Cabela's Elk Camp Sale.
Modern Family, now on Q13 Fox for a full hour tonight at 7.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in store.
Want to see a football field-sized selection of mattresses and save? Then don't miss Mattress Discounter's Fall Kickoff Sale. Save up to $300 on Sealy Posturepedic and Serta mattress sets. Plus, get 24 months interest-free financing on every Tempur-Pedic on approved credit. Visit saveatmd.com for details. The Fall Kickoff Sale is on now at Mattress Discounter.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Hi, Dan Rowe, owner of Evergreen Ford. Evergreen Ford is now the number one volume F-150 dealer in the Northwest. As our reward, the factory has sent us a special allocation of 60 brand-new built Ford Tough F-150 Super Cab 4x4 V8 pickups. Here's the best part of all. You can have your choice of 60 for only $25,300. That's less than most used trucks. So before you buy any truck, new or used, check out these new loaded F-150s at below used car prices. More good news. They also sent an extra 25 Super Duty crew cabs. Yes, the big ones. Your choice. $12,000 off MSRP. You heard it right. $12,000 off MSRP. Come into Evergreen Ford today and choose from 60 F-150 Super Cabs for just $25,300 and 25 Super Duty Crew Cabs, your choice, $12,000 off MSRP. Hurry in today, because these deals will not last. Click on evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
Hey, it's Spike O'Neal. Our Seahawks are 3-0, and CenturyLink's giving fans the chance to celebrate and win big by visiting the ultimate home seat. Be sure to check out today at the Pro Shop at CenturyLink Field starting at noon. Sit, snap, and win with CenturyLink. Home field, home team, home internet.
Think of all the times in the day you open your fridge. There's that morning ritual of getting cream for your coffee or organic berries for breakfast. There's your pre-lunch browsing, your dinnertime gathering of fresh meat and veggies, maybe a peek inside for a late-night snack. Well, when you shop at QFC, you know you're stocking your fridge with the best. Great food like fresh local dairy products, exceptional meat and seafood, and organic produce. With all the low prices, you'll save money, too. But at QFC, you'll also earn points to save on fuel. And with faster checkout, you'll even save time. So when you open your fridge at home, QFC can help you make sure you find something great. All because you found it first at QFC.
Come on in to QFC for the big four-day sale. Through Monday, you'll find amazing deals like fresh Northwest-grown sweet corn. 6 ears are only $2. And select varieties of the Northwest's own Dave's Killer Bread are just $3.99. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
It was as wide as the Grand Canyon, as deep as the Mariana Trench. I plunged into the chasm, into the endless abyss, into the...
Actually, you just drove into a pothole. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Oh, good to know.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the Fall Tire Sale, our biggest sale of the year, now through October 31st.
Sterling Bank. Nobody works harder for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Safeway, we think you should get a nice little reward for getting your flu shot. So when you get a flu shot from the Safeway Pharmacy, we'll give you a coupon for 10% off your next shopping trip. And it couldn't be easier. Our friendly Safeway pharmacists provide vaccines in comfortable private settings. You don't even need an appointment. Just drop by on your next shopping trip. Get 10% off groceries with a flu shot from the Safeway Pharmacy, your one stop for wellness. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See pharmacy for details.
If you've got a smartphone, get it connected to your car at Car Toys. You can be enjoying iHeartRadio today. iHeartRadio allows you to scan different radio formats, listen to stations from all over the country. Over 400,000 songs will be at your fingertip. 1,500 different stations, including this one, no matter where you are. iHeartRadio can bring it right to your car. And CarChoice has the best installation team in the country. You can listen to everything in the store before you make a decision. And this afternoon, you can be driving around listening to any music you want through iHeartRadio and CarChoice. A better way to go.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're working with a pretty decent drive. We are seeing some crowding northbound I-5 from the Boeing Access Road all the way up to the Convention Center. At this point, it's a little bit of a slow drive through there. Southbound I-5 filled in now through Linwood and the Shoreline area. Everett to Seattle in total going to take you about 45 minutes. Northbound 405 through the S-curve slow there as well.
This report's brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Hey, business travelers, if you can't give yourself a big fat raise, here's the next best thing. Go ahead and book yourself a big comfy pillow top bed at La Quinta Inns and Suites. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Guitarist K.K. Downing of Judas Priest with some remarks about why he quit, retired, some say. I don't like the retired word either. I don't think there's any excuse for people to use that word anymore because our life expectancy is now pushing towards 80. This whole idea that when you're 65... oh, you should have to stop working. That's based on the idea of Social Security that the average life expectancy was 63. And when you're 65, you should already be dead. So relax and enjoy your last few breaths. Don't you think?
I think you're right. I think we should rename it maybe to, like, I've transitioned. You know, okay, I've made a transition. I haven't retired. I haven't quit being right. Productive. I've just transitioned. Something different.
So Judas Priest's Kenneth K.K. Downing says, and if you missed it, it was just before the break, he said, one of the beautiful things about being in the industry was the ability to continue to invent and create, constructing songs and making good records. It was taken away with the downloading thing.
Well, that makes no sense.
Well, it let him explain.
He says... I suppose if the industry was still healthy and people had to spend their hard-earned money buying a record, it would be different. But if you give something away, it has no value. We used to buy an album and think, well, it's not that good, but I'll play it a million times and I'll get into it. Now, an album or a song doesn't get a second chance. By the way, there is a bit of a point to what he's saying, and that is that people have no patience now.
Yep.
And therefore, only things that are instantly infectious rise to the top with 50 gazillion YouTube hits. And then and you get this whole, we're doing the, what does the fox say? And then that thing dies and there's no enduring artist. Yeah, that part of what he says I agree with.
Yeah, his stuff is deep and it takes a few listens to appreciate it and for it to grow on.
He didn't say
you.
It was deep. He was, to me, he was basically saying he was lazy. I could put out half a half-assed crap, but if you... play it a bunch of times, it'll bore a hole in your skull.
Right.
And you'll, and besides, I worked for a record label that only put out so many albums, and we had a brand name, and you wouldn't be, you know what I mean? What really changed is the business model.
Man, that's some old man words. This guy's been out. No, and I'll tell you why. There's still people buying albums. They're buying a lot of albums, but people are more discriminating now. I'm not saying that they buy the best stuff, but they have the ability to listen to everything, preview everything before they spend one red cent on it.
Also, people like more different kinds of music, younger people. They're not all split into little categories.
No, and let's say you were the biggest Judas Priest fan in the world back in the day. Judas Priest would put out a record. You wouldn't know anything about it except there was a new record, so you'd run out and buy it and bring it home and listen to it. You'd be super excited.
And the first time you heard it, you'd go, I like that one song that I heard on the radio. The others, I'll just have to keep listening because I already invested my money in it. It's like, but you wouldn't have buyer's remorse. You'd have, I've got to learn to like this because I bought it.
And just the other day in this studio, we were listening to that brand new Lord record. That Lord song. No, we streamed the record. I had it on my blog. Me and Pedro were listening to the entire thing. I may have purchased it before, and now I'm not going to.
Let the old man continue, because he's still got some good points.
Go ahead, old man.
By the way, a listener on the text. Gosh, I retired at age 55, so what am I?
Lucky.
Lazy.
Rich.
All those things.
I don't know. Ask him if he wants to talk about retiring at 55. I'll bet he didn't retire. I'll bet he does other stuff. Like, I have a friend who retired. Well, he was the president of Nationwide Communications.
Mm-hmm.
And he was owned by an insurance company. He used to own KISW back in the day. And the president of the company, retired Steve, we called him the captain. He didn't quit. He quit being the CEO of this huge company. He took up photography. He started selling his work. And he's become this artist who does beachscapes. And I look at his work now, and he's now been doing it for like 10 or 15 years. And he's become fantastic at it. That's not retirement. That's transitioning.
You wouldn't call that retired, though, if you do something you love and could stop doing it if you wanted to and have nobody needing you to do it?
No. Retired is when you move into a golf community and you or a community of elderly people who need help.
That's transitioning.
That's retirement.
That's God's waiting.
That's what I think. Anyway.
My dad retired at 52 and went back to work.
Yeah, the last thing he says is, in the past there was always opportunity to create a record like Dark Side of the Moon or British Steel. He wants to compare British Steel to Dark Side of the Moon or Back in Black. You know what you call that kind of a sandwich?
A bull shrimp.
A bull shrimp sandwich.
On classic music bread.
And he said those albums would be indelible and people would always come back to them. I think that opportunity's gone out. He may be right. I don't know if you can make the kind of classics. Like, the point we talked about yesterday was that, and you weren't here, but nowadays we listen to music from 1963 on a regular basis. But back in 1963... people weren't listening to music from 1914.
Yeah, totally.
They weren't.
But according to this guy's logic, and I love Judas Priest, I love K.K. Downing. According to his logic, if money hadn't been a good song, no one would have ever fallen in love with Us and Them or Eclipse.
There was a thing. It takes money to do certain things. To make a blockbuster, you need the cash. And if all the movies turned out to be handheld video cam YouTube videos, which is another argument you can make, maybe they wouldn't, Spider-Man. We miss Spider-Man. I don't know. 7:42. Anyway, that's the guy from Judas Priest. We have a very special guest in the studio. Let's bring him in. Comedian Tommy Jonigan has made multiple appearances on Letterman and Comedy Central. He was the runner-up on NBC's Last Comic Standing and a favorite on our show. This weekend, Tommy headlines at Laughs, Laughs Comedy Spot in Kirkland. Get tickets to a performance tonight or tomorrow. Go to laughscomedy.com at bobrivers.com. Tommy Jonigan, welcome back to the show. Hi.
Thanks for having me back, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. What's cooking with you?
Nothing. I'm worried sick about Spike, but other than that.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
My hero.
They had me going to your house.
That's, hey, by the way.
They did toward me.
If you overslept an hour and a half for your show, you'd be done.
Yeah, yeah. I would make it right as people are leaving.
That'd be great.
So an hour and a half is what it was? I know you guys have already touched on it, but
yeah, an hour and a half.
Well, did it feel good?
No. Not you know what? I don't know. I was dreaming.
You said you overslept more than that, though. You overslept 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, I usually wake up at 4:30. I woke up at 6:45. But that wake up dead panic. Like the light, this is what a pilot must feel like when the warning light goes on in an engine, and all of a sudden you are doing anything.
Well, if
you
his name
of.
Is Bang Ding Ow.
Yes. Or
what
too,
a solid joke
low.
That was. I know. I know people got mad, but that was one of my.
It's one of the best of all time. Yeah.
Well, because third graders to retirees could enjoy that joke.
Yeah, everyone could. It wasn't dirty. I don't even know if it was genuinely racist.
Not
it's
at all.
It kind of goes to a thing of. It was just hilarious. And it came from an intern at the NS, or whatever, the TSA, or the, what is transportation?
The TSA.
TSA.
Transportation Safety Administration.
It came from an intern there, which that guy is my hero now. Mm. I did this once, the sleepover. When you sleeping in, the amount you did, where like work is still happening.
Yeah.
You wake up and you're terrified and you're like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. One time I had a flight. I was in New York and I had a flight. They were picking me up at 6:30 for the flight, and I had been out that night before, and I woke up at noon. When you wake up at noon for a 6 a.m. pickup, you wake up in no panic because you're like, well, there is absolutely no fixing this.
Liberty.
This is book a flight at the airport, which they don't do very often. I bought a ticket to Memphis at the airport from the girl at the desk.
Wow.
She's like, where are you headed? And I was like, Memphis. She's like, when? And I was like, now.
That only happens in movies.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
She's like, did everyone and the internet die? Everyone you know and the internet die? How are you doing this with me right now? She's
that
like, I don't
weird.
Even have a button for this.
I didn't even think you could do that since 9/11.
I did it, and it was $700. So
one way?
Yeah, yeah, one
with,
way.
With cash?
No.
Are you allowed to fly anymore, ever?
Yeah. Yeah. They take
care of it. Hope you weren't wearing strange underwear because they would have wanted to check it.
He always wears strange underwear.
Yeah, I do. I like strange underwear. Yeah. She's read my bio.
So, welcome to Seattle. You're here this weekend. Are you doing anything besides the comedy? Do you wander around the city at all, or do you?
I'd like to. I don't know what to do. If somebody has suggestions, you can tweet them at me. I'd like to find your best chocolate chip cookie.
I got a suggestion. Take that hat off before you go walking around our city.
Oh, I have a Niners hat on.
Yeah. I mean, we're not mad because we beat them pretty bad. But
yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the big home win like you did last year. Mm. We'll enjoy the Super Bowl. That's what happened there.
Where do you want them to tweet you, Tommy?
At the airport.
By the way, Tommy's room just got downgraded.
I wore it to the courtyard yesterday. Everybody was happy. I just said the name of the hotel. I probably should have made one up.
No, there's lots of courtyards.
It's just a courtroom.
Yeah. No, I am a Niners fan, and that you guys did put the hurting on.
Yeah, it was. Now, were you watching it in real time?
Yeah, it was painful.
It was painful for you.
Well, it was anybody's game until about midway to the fourth quarter.
That's right.
So it was, like, really painful.
Not fourth quarter. I think third quarter, but...
No, I think it was still 13.
I think you're living in denial.
I think at about 8 or 9 minutes in the fourth quarter, it was still in reach. Reach.
It was you know, 15-3, I think we got to, or something like that, or...
Yeah, you felt that that was in reach.
It was...
Despite the team's poor performance up to that point.
Hey, well, Seahawks.
Since we're on the topic, and I know we're about to blow off and do some other stuff, but did you hear that they were chanting Seahawks suck on camera, the 49ers fans were, last night at Thursday's game?
They played in...
St. Louis.
Oh, they played in St. Louis.
We had nothing to do with it.
Oh, they're
what happened
St. Louis.
Last night? Did they win last night?
35-11.
Finally. Okay.
35-11.
35-11, which only shows you even more how great the Seahawks
so
are.
So great.
Who'd you guys squeak by the week before the Niners?
We beat Carolina on the road to open, and then week two, we beat you guys. And
then we had a bye week because we only played Jacksonville.
Barely beat Carolina, though. Right?
Yeah, did you see what Carolina did last week?
Yeah, who knows? They beat Green. No, they New York.
By the
right?
way, this they blew them out like 38-0.
This is what happens when you wear a Niners hat.
This is the equivalent of sports urinal. Guys standing next to each other, comparing their teams and their prolificness. So it's fun. 49ers a good team, and we'll face them again.
We'll see what we can
in San Francisco.
I'm a huge Niners fan. Do not like the Seahawks. I don't think you guys should take that personally. I don't think you guys should like the Niners.
Question before you finish. If I show up in San Francisco at that game wearing Seahawks garb, how nice, like, we just gave you a gentle ribbing, but how would the 49ers fans, are they polite as well?
On the they may stab you. That's a thing that I think that genuinely happens at Niners.
A little less polite than we were.
Yeah. But I appreciate you guys being nice. And I do, I do think at this point, the way it's looking, if the Niners don't win the division, I think the Seahawks are just going to, and if they have home field throughout, like I think they may just roll through the playoffs.
That's a nice thought. Thank you. That was kind of you.
I mean that, and I hate to say it because I do not like Pete Carroll. Hope he's
Why do
listening.
You not like him? And you like your own whiner coach, Harbaugh.
Oh, Harbaugh is a solid head coach. I don't think he's a whiner.
Nobody likes him. Dave, your club is going to be empty tonight, buddy, if this guy keeps going.
Sorry. I should have taken the hat off.
No, it's okay. Tommy Jonigan tonight at Laughs. You just had a baby.
A year baby. I had a baby a year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah. So
when's the last time you were here?
I think almost a year, maybe.
It's been about a year.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so we have a new baby with my girlfriend.
Wait a minute.
So it's girlfriend. I want to get married mainly because I don't like saying girlfriend because it gets a reaction. And plus the baby's starting to talk, so I don't want her to have to be like, this is my mom and her boyfriend, my dad. So I guess we'll get married. I just don't love the idea of marrying a chick that has a baby, though.
Totally. Oh. You know, so lame.
Talk about baggage. I can't have that in my life. I've got a baby to think about.
Yeah.
Well, you got the name issue, too. Is it a Jonigan?
It is Jonigan. You know what? Some people don't think about that, but that's a conversation we had to have. Most people are like, did you pick the name? And I'm like, all three of them. We had the conversation about all three of the names.
Uh-huh. What's her?
Harper Grace Jonigan.
Okay, does your wife do the Rodham Clinton thing, or does she go with Jonigan? Oh, she's not your wife yet.
Yeah.
So what's her name?
Okay, Olander. Olander.
Olander Jonigan.
No, she's not going to go hyphen. I think even if or when we do get married, she'll keep her name.
Really? Because of showbiz?
Because she's...
she doesn't want people to think she has a Showtime.
She's 9 years older than I am, so she's kind of in a career, and she's set. And I mean, I like that she's older. It's not a bad thing.
You
aside from constantly worrying that she's going to pass
married
away.
You an older woman by 9 years? Yeah.
When she doesn't answer the phone in the morning, do you genuinely worry?
Oh, man. Sometimes I check. I put a mirror under her nose while she's sleeping.
She's going
to
die.
Just to make
really
sure.
Old. Yeah. No, you're young. You're a young guy.
So I'm 30, so she's 39.
Wow.
She'll be 40 this year. So I'm excited. I've always liked being with an older woman. Here's what I find myself doing is at the gym, I'll check out 50-year-old women. Because that's right around the corner for me.
Yeah.
Like, before, when I was dating a girl, she'd be like 25. We would have to double her life to make it to 50. But now I'm with a girl, like, if a good TV show gets on the air, we're watching
the
series
finale
with a 50-year-old. All of a sudden, the next Lost gets on. We're seeing what's in that hatch. She's 50.
I like how you measure time in... Television series,
sure.
Iconic eons.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's not going to be around Law and
Order. Another Breaking Bad. I got a 48-year-old on my hands.
Right. Are you a Breaking Bad fan?
Huge. This is crazy.
Oh, are you
I
crazy?
I hope the finale is 3 hours long.
Are you going to watch it live?
Yeah,
or?
I have to.
I have to, too. Yeah.
There's been just scheduling, traveling stuff that's DVR, but this is, you know, I'll be home, set it up, ready, got to go live. It's blowing my mind.
And does Ms. Olander watch it with you?
She just started late, so it's kind of like you got to catch up. And everybody's got their theories of how it's going to end and all that stuff.
What's your theory, since we're not giving anything
My theory,
away.
Final scene is Walt Jr.
Yeah.
Walking away, drops the crutches, legs straighten. Lights a cigarette, gets into a car, and drives off.
Usual Suspects.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people don't get that.
Well done.
It's not an actual theory, but I would love it if it happened.
Yeah.
Or he cooks.
It's been Walt Jr. the whole time.
He cooks 98% meth.
He's got red 98% meth.
By the way, did you know anything about meth before that show? I didn't know anything.
I don't know if I know anything now, but... Nothing bad. I don't think that show's really shown a bunch of bad stuff about it.
No, all you need to know about meth is that you love doing it. Am I right?
That's right.
Am I right, you guys?
Loves you back.
I don't know about... I watch it. We watch the even with this the baby. You know, like the baby goes to bed like whatever time, so we get to stay up and watch this meth show, which is like a crazy... Like, I don't think my
you
parents
let your
would ever...
1 year old watch Breaking Bad.
I'll let her watch anything because she doesn't understand English yet, but...
is that right, or is it bad for
actually, just now at one, they said don't cuss in front of her. We cussed, okay. We've been cursing in front of her whole life, but now the doctor said you can cuss if you want her to cuss. And I'm like, I kind of do a little bit. Have you seen a baby
it's
cuss?
It's adorable. It's adorable.
Yeah. A little baby cussing is adorable.
Yeah. It really is a winner.
It is a winner, yeah. And I love her. I mean, I do. I'm nervous about being a dad. I love this baby. She's only a year old, and I love her more than I think I should. She doesn't do anything to earn love. She doesn't love me back. You know what I mean? I say I love you, and she walks off. That's a bit of a rude thing to do. So I love her, and I realized that I was like, I don't think I've ever felt love before. I look at the baby, and I'm like, God, I love you. And then I look at my girlfriend, and I'm like, I may have been lying to you. We got something different. Something different. There's the girlfriend's the better parent. That's generally the rule. Is the mom's
the
better
parent.
Well, you're... Mom's the better parent, right?
Are you on the road every weekend? Or...
Not every weekend. I've pulled it back with the baby. I did a thing like I took 2 months off and then 2 months on, and then sometimes I'll just do a week or two a month.
And that's intentional because of the fathering.
Because
you don't want to
baby.
Be one of those traveling comedians who's always on the road.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to pull back on the road a lot more, but you know, you need more things, TV stuff to happen to do that. But I'm pulling back as much as I can to be around. You know what I mean? Just, but they don't really need me. That's the sad part. You know,
the two of them?
Yeah, they don't need me. I come home and I'm like, I'm just waiting to come home one day and they'll be like, we've been talking. We voted you out.
You're a drain on the system.
I guess the good thing is if they don't need me is like if anything happens, they're you know, like if I die tomorrow, my girlfriend would be like, your daddy died, but we're going to make it.
We're fine.
Like,
yeah.
Very
nothing's
easily.
Gonna change
I'll have to remind you that he was a person. If my girlfriend died, I'd be like, your mom died. We're probably also going to die now. At least
you are. Unless you learn how to cook. Quickly.
Yeah. I gotta boil noodles. Baby eats noodles.
Did she? By the way, I'm still fascinated by the age difference.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's 9 years, and a lot of times a guy will date a younger woman, and a lot of times a guy will date a slightly older woman. But 9 years, that's pretty significant. Did she pursue you?
No, she hated. I pursued her. She's let's get this straight. She's very physically attractive.
Of course.
So
now.
I didn't just set that aside. You
for
know,
now?
She's going to keep
be honest.
Hey, I've seen some 50-year-olds.
We grow old together. That's the whole idea of jumping on at the same time.
Or you jump on with an older one and you get that second lap of younger girls.
That's a thought. That's an interesting thought.
No. So I pursued her. She hated the age difference.
Are you already planning on she's going to go before you?
No. I'm going to die way before her. I had to date someone 9 years older to make up for the fact that my family has a history of heart disease.
Oh.
So for us to die at the same time, I had to go way up.
So on the insurance tables, you both end at the same time.
Yeah. I'm going to die before her. It's certain.
Good plan.
These hearts.
This is so funny.
me dying. So she hated the age because she's just professional. She's 9 years older. She's this, you know, well-educated woman. So she thinks being with a younger guy at first, she was like, it's like a sign of weakness. It's dumb. It's crazy.
For her?
Yeah. She's like, I don't like it. She wanted to keep it a secret. I pursued
her. At first, she had no interest.
At first, she had no interest. And then she had, like, interest in, like, a short-term thing.
Did she feel guilty for robbing the cradle, kind of?
No.
She's an established woman with a beautiful living room set and food and clean
linens. That's right,
linens.
She has all those things.
And
you don't
here
have
comes
to...
this doofus
but
meathead.
I'm not... Come on, I didn't answer the door with a propeller on my hat.
No, you had a Niners hat. Even worse.
But Jody's right, because I don't know it from a woman's perspective. She already knows who she is and what she wants.
Yes.
And generally, a guy is 5 years less mature anyway, so you're really 14. 15 years younger than
I'm
her.
I'm very mature for 30. She's she's also like I think she's hyper aware of perception. So she's like worried that people will perceive her differently.
Like she's a cougar.
Because she's trying to be a boss. Like she's people's boss.
Yeah.
So she feels like I am her assistant's age.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the part that that bucks her.
Yeah.
And what is, did you say what her profession is?
She's a TV executive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that help you?
No. She made that clear when we first started dating. She was like,
I will not
just to make sure I'm not barking up the wrong tree. She was like, she was a fan of my stand-up and everything. We knew each other.
Yeah,
we knew each other. I auditioned for her when we were not dating, when she worked at a different network. And then when we started, she was like, I don't do that
ground
thing.
Rules.
She's like, we can date. And then you can say, well, that won't happen. Or we can not date. We can be friends. And then when I see things that you're right for, I'll bring you out. But
does she mean even if she sees an opportunity, she's not going to pitch it because it would look like she was favoring her boyfriend?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's almost like it's a conflict of interest.
I'm the only person sleeping my way out of Hollywood.
Out of Hollywood. Yeah. Right out the door.
Wow. No one's ever done that.
So did you consider that? Well, maybe she'd be better as a contact industry.
You know what? She's really, we have... we have great conversations about it, and she helps me through, like, she's been in the business for long, so she kind of guides me through, like, here's how you would talk to this
person. The way Hillary helped Bill Clinton become president.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah, she's like, here's, you know, maybe email this guy or whatever, but there's been things that she's come home, and I want to have my own show. I want to have my own show and then eventually have, like, a talk show, and she literally asked me one day, she was like, do you know any stand-up comedians that aren't super well-known and they're from the Midwest that would be good talk show hosts? And I'm like, I'm all of those things. And she's like, nope, you picked not the you. Wrong
plus
road.
Plus, we need someone with brown hair and glasses. Anybody now?
And beautiful blue eyes.
Yes, that's of good. Course.
Well, you will do all of that.
I'm sure I will, but not.
And she will, by the way, she will create the show that competes with you.
Yeah, she'll be something like that.
She'll be the other cable network, and they'll be like, we got to knock this show off somehow, and it'll be her job.
Yes, she definitely knows what she's doing in that. And the other thing too is, like, she knew what she was doing with the whole baby thing immediately. I'm surprised I thought she was going to be too executive, and then not, like, the mom thing wasn't going to kick in.
Right, because she's Superwoman. She's got an executive job and a baby.
Yeah, and but the baby thing, like, she nailed it. I think it's because the woman makes the baby from nothing.
Yeah.
And I think something happens in the brain, because the dad doesn't do anything.
Might be some programming inside the DNA.
I think basically what happened was, it was like she was building this beautiful 12-tier wedding cake, and I loaned her a half a cup of sugar, and that helped her make the cake. And
your
then at the end,
30% was very helpful.
Yeah. I think 30% is...
Generous. I like your girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's
I
cool.
do too. Don't know her. Well, that's good. When your daughter grows up, how long before you tell her what you do for a living?
Oh, man. I'd probably tell her, I want to have, like, a great line of communication. Keep in mind, I'm guessing.
And
I
you're
have
a
no
clean
idea.
Comic, so actually that's a different question for you, right?
Yeah, sometimes I talk about stuff that I wouldn't want her to see. I think I'd be very honest and kind of maybe explain to her young, so she knows at least and can understand how money happens.
How do you tell a toddler that you're a stand-up comedian? Like, how do you put it?
I think you got to tell them in a way that makes them not want to be a stand-up comedian.
That's the best way.
Whatever I'm about to tell you, don't do it. So,
do you spend a lot of time trying to make her laugh? I mean, as a comedian, I mean, all dads want to entertain their kid. I think since it's your job, you might even do that more.
Yeah, she's like so young that it's mainly, I got some bits, I got some routines, I get her cackling. Mm-hmm. It's a great thing. I think sometimes she gets old, like, you know, it's one of those things, I feel like I have to be like Louis C.K. Once I do a bit, I have to retire it, because she's getting old enough that she understands what we're doing. And I'm like, now I got to think of a new, I had the whole tickle thing for a while, now you're done with that? You want to do a peekaboo? I'm in.
All right. You live in the Midwest still?
No, I live in Los Angeles. My
You've
family
moved to Los Angeles,
from,
okay.
Yeah, my whole family, we were just back there in Southern Illinois, which is where I grew up. You have to say Southern Illinois, because if you just say Illinois, people naturally assume Chicago.
Yeah.
And I say Southern Illinois, and I was like, that's kind of fixed it.